This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday, a potential food poisoning Wednesday. I believe I have it right now, so this might be a little bit of a rocky show. So here's what we've got on tap for tonight. Food poisoning or no, are the Russians coming? We'll discuss this imminent national security threat tonight. We'll talk about losing a couple special elections. That hurts. The intelligence agencies, the impeachment of Mayorkas, we're being threatened by the Biden administration, all that, emails, so much more. We have Senator Tommy Tuberville coming on about 30 minutes from now, and to be honest with you, I don't even know what he's hot about. We didn't reach out to him. He reached out to us and wants to come on the show, so he's clearly spicy about something, and we'll find out what it is together. All that is coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to begin here. We woke up today. I woke up. You woke up to the news. What news? Mike Turner. He's an Ohio Republican congressman. He warned of a serious national security threat. Now, I went through this the same way you went through this. And I went, huh? What? What security threat? What are they talking about? And then we've had to walk through everything all day. NSA's very own Jake Sullivan at first says, well, I mean, I was secure. I was surprised by all this. I guess I'll meet with him tomorrow.
What can you say about the threat and what the administration plans to do?
So first, I reached out earlier this week to the Gang of Eight to offer myself up for a personal briefing to the Gang of Eight. And in fact, we scheduled a briefing for the 4 House members of the Gang of Eight tomorrow. That's been on the books. So I am a bit surprised that Congressman Turner came out publicly today in advance of a meeting on the books for me to go sit with him alongside our intelligence and defense.
Okay. All right. As you can imagine, the media actually asked a decent question. You're saying there's an imminent national security threat. Is it imminent should we be worried? What's the deal? This is what he said.
The lack of your ability to say anything has the potential to raise distress for some Americans. In the simplest of terms, can you tell Americans that there's nothing they have to worry about right now in terms of what he describes as a national security threat?
Look, I think in a way that question is impossible to answer with a straight yes, right? Because Americans...
Okay. It's impossible to answer with a straight yes. Okay, so let's have a talk. Before we get to the special elections, lost one in New York, that hurts. Pennsylvania, too, that hurts. Before we get to those, let's have a real talk about national security threats. There is most definitely a huge national security threat right now for the United States of America. And no, it's not the Russian space nukes. We're now being told there are reports that it's Russia wants to put a nuclear weapon in space, and obviously that's scary and all those other, okay, but that's a problem. It's not the national security threat. Yes, a Russian nuclear weapon aimed at America from space can most definitely kill millions and millions and millions of us. It probably can't end the country as we know it, but we have something right now that can. What is that? The lack of trust in our institutions. The government separating itself from the people and doing nothing to earn their trust back is the national security issue of our time. Because when I heard this news today about this imminent national security threat, before we knew anything about the Russians or nukes or missiles, or before we knew a single thing, I'm just going to be straight up with you. It's just you and me talking here. The first thing I did was roll my eyes and say, oh, here we go again. Here we go. Another false flag. Now, I'm not the bad guy in that scenario. Trust has been violated time and time and time again, and none of the people in government who have violated my trust or your trust have apologized, been arrested, been sent to prison. Almost all of them are either still there or they've left to go be promoted and earn more money somewhere. The people who've lied about everything for the entirety of my 42 years on the planet now have woken up and said, trust us, there's something scary coming. I'm sorry, that's not how it works. If you hire me to run security on your home, it's my job to protect your home. And you come home one day and you find I've stolen your jewelry. And then you come home the next day and you find out I kidnapped your dog. You come home the next day and find out I stole your TV. Then when you come home the next day and I say, hey man, I'm glad you're here. There's some scary dudes coming over. They might steal your stuff. You're probably not going to trust what I have to say. Why? Well, I violated that trust. I never apologized. I never earned it back, if I even could. Trust, once broken, is very difficult, sometimes impossible to earn back. Why did I roll my eyes and scoff today? And when I heard about an imminent national security threat, I wasn't pulling the kids out of school, hiding under my bed, finding a bomb shelter somewhere. I was rolling my eyes and laughing. Why? Well, here's a great headline. Headline, this is from the New York Post. CIA and foreign intelligence agencies illegally targeted 26 Trump associates before the 2016 Russian collusion claims. Let me just go ahead and break this down for you in the simplest of terms. The Central Intelligence Agency, in fact, the entire U.S. intelligence community, in coordination with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they ran an operation against Donald Trump when he was still just a Republican candidate to be president. They ran this operation underneath President Barack Obama. What was the operation? They would have intelligence assets across the planet, including places like Italy, quote, bump or run into various members of Donald Trump's team trying to act as if these
Donald Trump team members were associated with Russia. And when they couldn't find any association with Russia, they tried to create an association with Russia. Oh, hey, you might want to meet with this guy. Then they ran back to their various intelligence agencies and said, yep, definitely Russian collusion on this guy. And then the FBI went to the FISA court and got warrants to spy on Donald Trump's campaign. The number of people who should have gone to prison for such an egregious use of America's national security apparatus should have been staggering. There should have been 500 FBI agents, CIA agents, and politicians sitting in federal prison today for that alone. And you don't get to do that and then scream Russian collusion for years and then wake up one day and say, hey, Jesse, be careful. National security threat out there. Oh, I know there is, Jesse. Jack, and it's you. You're the national security threat. The United States government is the national security threat of our time. They have shattered the trust of the people of this nation. And until that trust comes back, America cannot be saved. Every time I say this, people get mad. It gets treated as being over the top, but I will say it again and again and again because it is true. Until you wake up one day and the story of the day is the public trial for the government people who are about to be sent to federal prison for their crimes. Until that day comes, America cannot be saved. Unless government people are put on trial, public trial, and sent to prison. And I don't mean one of them. I don't mean some lackey with a slap on the wrist. I'm talking FBI directors, special agents, CIA directors, Democrat politicians, Republican politicians, congressmen, senators, presidents, former presidents, until United States government people start going to federal prison, the country cannot be saved. And I don't say that just because I hate these people. I say that because the only way to get trust back is to have public accountability, a public come to Jesus, where you stand before the American people on your trial. And your lies and your endless crimes committed against this country are admitted to, and the American people see you being punished, then it cannot be saved. Unless government people go to prison, America can't be saved. Look, let's have a talk about this. This threat, Russia, whatever it may be, it might be real. You realize that? Here's a sheriff. Had a D.C. conference with Christopher Wray. And came out of it and said, I can't tell you everything, but we're in trouble. Richard Jones is his name. We were told by FBI director, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when on an imminent attack. That might be real. And you know what? Let's talk about that. The attack, Russia, more. In a second, before we do that, let's talk about, well, trying to separate ourselves from the evil in this country. And trying to make sure we're not supporting the evil. That's part of what makes me so crazy about all this stuff. We pay all these people's salaries. They're all destroying the country on our dime, on your dime and my dime. Look, we can't help having to pay taxes. That is what it is. But we don't have to choose to use commie services like your cell phone service. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. These companies should never see a dime of your money ever. It's a disgrace that any of these companies have seen my money. And they have. They all three have. I've had all three of them. I'm not judging you. Switch to Pure Talk. Switch to your Pure Talk phone. You keep your phone. You keep your number. You can have a new phone or new number if you want. Right now, you can claim eligibility for a free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone. So maybe it is time to upgrade. But you want that, you got to pick up the phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. 10 minutes on the phone, you won't regret it. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show with me, food poisoning Jesse, on a Wednesday, reminding you, you can email the show and should, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Before we get to the Russian thing in case you're wondering where I acquired said food poisoning. You know how I said I was going to take the wife out last night to Red Lobster? We didn't end up going to Red Lobster because she's chafing because of that hair in the food one time. No big deal. Took her out to Mexican food instead. Got some fajitas. Got some shrimp with it. Didn't eat all the shrimp. In fact, I didn't touch a single shrimp last night. We brought them home. I pulled them out of the fridge and ate them about an hour before the show began. And I think maybe that was a mistake that the trash cans here in the studio are getting ready to pay for. So that's where we are. Now let's talk about the Russians. I don't believe anything the House of Representatives says. I don't believe anything the Senate says. I don't think it's a coincidence that right when they're trying to pass FISA stuff, right when they're trying to pass a Ukraine aid bill, now they stand up in front of the podium and tell us the Russians are coming. Sorry, I don't buy that at all. But what if they are? Because it could be, right? And this is what we're about to talk about. This is what late stage empires have all gone through. It's not unique to us. First, the politicians lose any sense of duty. They all become corrupt. None of them care about the country. So they just start looting the country. As the country's starting to break up and shake up, the politicians, the people in charge, they all just view their role as sticking their hands in the treasury and taking what they can. And they hate the people because the people resent them for it. The people know what they're doing and they resent them for it. So the politicians and the people, that relationship gets really, really ugly. And look, this is not unique to America. This is how empires break up. This is what they go through almost every single time. And the politicians, what they do then is they start to lie with more frequency. Now, a politician lying is not exactly a new thing or unique to a late stage empire. Politicians lie, intelligence agencies lie, secret police agencies lie, but the lies get so much worse and so much more brazen towards the end. And so the result of that is the people of that nation, they stop trusting their government at all. We are now in a country where the Center for Disease Control could put out a statement tomorrow saying, what's a terrible virus? I don't know. Let's make one up. The Chris virus. Chris virus, which is terrible, stupid, kills a lot of people. They could come out tomorrow and say, be careful. The Chris virus is coming for you. It's going to kill 100% of us. And most of us would roll our eyes. Why? Because we don't trust the CDC anymore. Don't trust any of our government institutions. They've lied so much. People lose trust in their government institutions. And the problem with that is you can't have a relationship like that with your government without end. Once you get to the point in any relationship where trust is gone, either that trust gets earned back or that relationship has an expiration date. That's just the bottom line. So this threat about Russian nukes or Russian missiles or whatever they end up lying to us about, it could be real. We'll just never know. Because we have to assume now, the appropriate thing to do now is to assume at all times that the people who've always been lying to you are still lying to you. And look, this is again what I want to stress. This is why I've complained endlessly about how we've handled the Ukraine-Russia war. What have I been telling you over and over again? Proxy wars are not new. Nations, especially big, powerful nations that don't want to beat each other up, have fought proxy wars with each other for ages. Ages. We have done this for ages. But proxy wars are done quietly, even when everyone knows. Everyone knew the Russians were helping the North Vietnamese in Vietnam. It was known. Yet Russia bent over backwards to make sure it wasn't really advertised. They weren't getting up and giving press conferences talking about how many American troops that their munitions just killed in Vietnam. They would never do that. When we were doing the same thing to the Russians, and we did this in part in revenge for Vietnam, when we were attacking the Soviets in Afghanistan through proxies, we bent over backwards to make sure they didn't really know. We didn't even give the weapons directly to the Afghanis, at least at the beginning. We were shipping everything through Pakistan. We would just ship Pakistan a whole bunch of weapons and say, hey, get that to the Afghanis. Go kill the Soviets. Why? Because people used to understand that a proxy war needs to be quiet. Otherwise, what's the point of having a proxy war? Just have a hot war. Now we live in a country where Republicans and Democrats, from Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell on down, now they routinely get up in front of the TV, and I don't know whether they're going for tough guy points or what, but they get up and brag about how many Russians American munitions are killing. Russia is going to respond. Russia has to respond. And I'm horrified by that because that means Americans die. I don't want that to happen. But once you lift the veil of proxy war, which we have most definitely done, we are having these conversations publicly out in the open. Ukraine needs more munitions so they can kill Russians. Once you do that, well, Russia as a nation state, they must respond in some way at some point. Are they going to land a division on the shores of Virginia? No. But they have to do something. We would demand it, would we not? We would demand our government respond. They're going to respond. Maybe it is real. How would I know? How would you know? We wouldn't. You know what? Let's talk to Senator Tommy Tuberville about that in a moment. Before we do that, I want you, whether the Russians are coming or not, I want you to make sure you get a good night's sleep tonight. And that's why it's important that you sleep on your MyPillow stuff. Look, if a nuclear weapon does drop, yes, the temperature is going to get a million degrees. But that's why you need MyPillow 2.0's temperature regulating thread. I have not confirmed with Mike Lindell yet whether or not the MyPillow 2.0 will keep you safe from a nuclear blast. But I know when I lay down, my ear doesn't get hot, so I have to assume it provides some layer of protection. Free shipping right now on everything. It's their big New Year's sale. Mattresses and mattress toppers and flannel sheets and MyPillow 2.0s. And I wonder if Mike is selling nuclear suits. I'll go check that out. Either way, go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and do take advantage of huge sales and free shipping. Those MyPillow 2.0s are 50% off right now. Highly recommend. Flannel sheets, 50% off. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word. One that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Mad respect for the senator for coming up with some Toby Keith, God rest his soul. Man, it was nice when people used to be patriotic in entertainment. Anyway, joining me now, Senator Tommy Tuberville from the great state of Alabama. Senator, had no idea you were a Toby Keith fan. I guess I should have figured a football man.
Well, I made friends with Toby Keith years ago, about 20 years ago. Big college football fan. I'd see him on sidelines when we'd play Oklahoma because he's a big Oklahoma fan. And, man, a true American. I'll tell you what, when we lost him last week, we lost a lot of heart and soul for music, country music that was very, very patriotic.
Yeah, man, it seems like it was just yesterday you could hear a lot of that in this country. Anyway, Senator, okay, let's deal with all the big things, including the big thing of the day. We all woke up and saw headlines about some national security threat. Now we're being told it's the Russians, it's nuclear weapons, it's space. We're told we're all going to die, but maybe not till next year. What are we supposed to even make of all this stuff? I don't trust any of these people anymore, Senator.
No, I don't blame you, because a lot of it's propaganda that the media, the mainstream media, has become obsessed with, for some reason, Vladimir Putin. And that's the reason they went after Tucker Carlson when he did the interview. We have no leadership in this country. And then when you have no leadership, then the mainstream media takes over. Nobody knows who to believe. And I just tell people ask me, I said, listen, we do have problems. Go live your life. Don't worry about it. Hopefully, as strong as we are, we can work through all these problems. But I tell you, it's going to be very hard if we don't get some leaders in that 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue called the White House, because right now we're a country with nobody at the steering wheel, and they can't come back on the people that are making all these observations that, we could be overrun by the Russians or the Chinese or obviously everybody else in the world.
Senator, you were very outspoken, and I'm very grateful you were, about these promotions, military promotions. We have a serious, serious problems in our military at the highest levels. The ground pounders are awesome, right? The people on the ground are awesome, but yeah, our general and admiral class is, quite frankly, a disgrace. Those are my words, not yours, but they're embarrassing. It's really bad. And we need to clean this up. We have a military that's rotting out from underneath us. And where are they spending all of our money? We send them $800 billion a year, yet our naval ships are old, rusted. They're all from the 1980s. We're out of artillery rounds, apparently. We're running out all the time. We can't make more. Where does all this money go? What are these people doing with our money?
Well, we've got 800 bases all over the world. We can't protect the world anymore. You know, as you just said, we're the weakest in the military we've been in 30 years. We've got nobody at the wheel on this, so they're asleep at the wheel. We're becoming a woke military. I had a Marine come to me in Birmingham, Alabama, about a month ago, and he comes up to me almost crying. He says, Coach, I just got out of the military. I've been in the Marines 22 years. I love our country. I love our military. He said, but I've got 2 young teenage boys, and if we went to war, I'd move to another country before I'd put them in this military that we got. Now, that tells you something right there. We are losing not only the respect of the people in the military that love our country, we're losing respect of people all over the world. We cannot even protect ourselves from one war, and we're looking down the barrel of a gun to 3 wars right now, and we don't have anybody in the White House that will do any diplomacy whatsoever. Go get us out of these wars, and let's get back to making this country great again.
It would be nice. Again, I'm speaking with Senator Tommy Tuberville. Senator, on the subject of war in Russia and Ukraine, and we'll get to this foreign aid pile of crap here in a second, but we don't fight proxy wars like proxy wars anymore. You know, when the Soviets were going after us in Vietnam, they did so quietly because they understood that had to be done that way. We did the same thing to them in Afghanistan. We did so quietly. Now, President Biden, Mitch McConnell, you name it, they get up in front of the podium and they brag about American munitions killing Russian troops. Of course Russia is going to respond at some point in time. When did we lose our minds foreign policy-wise?
Well, we've got so many people that live in way in the past. This is not the USSR that we're in a proxy war. This is Russia. This is a different group of people. Now, Vladimir Putin is not a good guy, okay?
Yeah.
And he should have never started this war, but we should never press him on NATO of trying to put our military bases in Ukraine. And what he was saying on Tucker Carlson was right. You know, our CIA took out their president in Ukraine in 2014. They put this comedian in there as president. Now we control him, and it's all about the minerals, you know, in Ukraine. It's possibly even about minerals and oil and gas in Russia. Who knows? But we have got to start worrying about the United States of America. You know, we used to be the big guy on the block. We're not the big guy on the block anymore. I mean, you've got China sitting over just laughing and building their military every day, and it would, you know, I'm worried about that.
I'm worried about it too, Senator, and I'm very worried about their manufacturing capability. We talked a bit about it on the show last night. I'm worried that they're churning out ships, and their ability to churn out ships is so much greater than ours. And most Americans don't realize that's the kind of thing that won us World War II. You know, we talk about the greatest generation and the guys landing on the beaches, and obviously all the respect in the world for those legends. We won World War II on the manufacturing line, as you know, and our manufacturing is friggin' gone.
Yeah, we had 31 shipyards back during World War II. Now, we could get them back if we could find the people that actually would want to work, you know, if we went to some kind of war. Now, I know in Alabama, we build ships, we build submarines, we build airplanes, we have all these defense contractors, missiles and all that. But I'm telling you, you can't find people to work. I know one shipbuilder in our state is going to Walmart, McDonald's, begging people, hey, listen, you want to make $40 an hour, $50 an hour, we'll teach you how to weld. And they get one out of every 10. We have written so many checks to people who sit on their butt and stay at home and not go out and earn their living. We've become a welfare state is what we've become. And if we don't watch it, it's going to even get worse with the Democrats wanting to print more money. And I will tell you this, people don't realize this, $34 trillion in debt. And right now we are borrowing. Our country is borrowing and putting on the taxpayers' dime $80,000 a second. That's $4.6 million a minute. We cannot withstand that, folks. We are broke and going even broker, and these fools in the Democratic Party are running us right in the ground, and we're not going to have a country if we don't wake up and start worrying about what's going to be in the future for us. That's the reason we've got to change the White House in November. If we don't, it's over. We will not know this country in just a few years because we're already turning into a third world country in the big cities.
Senator, do your fellow senators, at least Republican, any of the Republicans, I'm talking about the ones in leadership who are really the problem, do they understand what you just said about the fiscal situation of this country? Because it seems like such basic math. I'm a moron and I can see it. It's math. It's not Republican or Democrat. Math says we are heading into a crisis and they just spend and spend and spend as if the math doesn't exist. Do they never talk about this?
Well, we tried to get reasoning out of them. I don't know what they're thinking about this. You know, we stayed up 4 extra days last week of trying to just slow down this $95 billion garbage bill that we just passed in the Senate. Now, keep our fingers crossed that the House won't pass it. But just for even us as Republicans, they had to get 60 votes and for one Republican to vote for this. It just does not make any sense. But I continue to hear, the history says that he's going to keep on going through Russia and, through Ukraine and go all the way through Europe and take over Europe. Wait a minute. They've taken 10 miles of land in 2 years of heavy fighting and lost 500,000 people. Have y'all lost y'all's mind? He can't even take over Ukraine. And he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to control Ukraine. He wants his area back to where he thinks that the Russia line should be. But at the end of the day, we have nobody. Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State, Joe Biden, nobody will go over and sit down with Putin and say, okay, what do we got to do? Let's get this over with. That's what Donald Trump's going to do the first week he's in office next year when he gets elected.
Senator, appreciate you very much. Come back soon. Senator Tommy Tuberville.
Well, get something figured out.
In case they don't, might be a good time to pick up a four-week emergency food kit or a three-month or a year. It's a good time to shop at My Patriot Supply. They have partnered with the show. They're as passionate about that stuff, if not more, than I am. Not about going crazy, not about being paranoid, about making basic preparations. And I realize not everyone can afford a year's worth of non-perishable food or 3 months. That's why from time to time, they sell these four-week emergency food kits. And right now, they're on sale, $60 off. Please do not advertise it when you buy it. They will ship it to you fast. They'll ship it to you anonymously and keep it anonymous. Buy it, stash it, and pray you never need it. Up to 25 years of shelf life. Buy it and stash it. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com is where you go. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday with food poisons. Jesse, remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Okay, that's enough of the foreign stuff for now. Let's deal with some domestic matters that are obviously not great. We lost a couple special elections last night. Lost one in Pennsylvania. Probably more importantly, we lost one in New York. Listen, this is peak GOP. And when I say peak GOP, this is what I mean. Do you remember back in November 2023, Nick LaLota from a red district, Long Island? Nick LaLota got up talking about George Santos. He was the Republican congressman, from the district we just lost. Anyway, this is Nick LaLota. Remember, as he talks, George Santos was kicked out, has not been convicted of any crimes whatsoever, and his alleged corruption took place before he got to Congress. Now listen to this.
New Yorkers from Queens and Nassau counties deserve better than George Santos, a total fraud and serial liar representing them in Congress. Each day that Mr. Santos is allowed to remain a member of Congress, my New York neighbors to the west are being denied real representation in these halls. That is because their representative is incapable of getting a bill passed, a project funded, or even sitting on a committee because he lacks the minimum amount of trust necessary of a member of Congress. Today, the best way to support my fellow New Yorkers and overcome George Santos's fraud is to expel George Santos from the House of Representatives.
And he did. He joined with the Democrats. A bunch of GOPers did. And they got rid of that dastardly George Santos. Ooh, this is a very bad guy. So that's how it started. Anyway, here's how it's going. Here's the concession speech from the GOP candidate last night.
We are fighters. Yes, we lost, but it doesn't mean we're going to end here. I did call my opponent. I congratulated him.
Great. So, good thing we got the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas through last night, because that majority just got a whole lot thinner. Now, we also lost one in Pennsylvania as well, and I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on this because we've talked about it ad nauseum, and it's been a heavy enough day, and besides, I feel like I'm going to vomit from the food poisoning, so I don't have the energy for it. We have got to get a lot better at blocking and tackling. We didn't just lose that seat last night to that dirty commie scumbag, Tom Suozzi, or whatever his name is in New York. We got crushed. He got 58% of the vote, 58 to 41. We just had this seat. This was a Republican seat like 15 minutes ago. and we got murdered 58-41 in that seat. Now, why did we get murdered? Well, you know why? Because they're blocking and tackling. What we're doing, here's the GOP strategy that I've seen so far. We're bragging about Joe Biden's bad poll numbers. We're looking at his low approval rating. We're saying, we got him. It's Trump for life, baby. I can't wait to have Trump again. We're not chasing down ballots. We're not raising the money. We're not doing the GOTV efforts we need to do. They are running a well-oiled, organized commie machine, and we're talking about the latest poll numbers that show Joe Biden down in Wisconsin. Isn't that exciting, guys? I'm sorry, I don't find it exciting. Every metric that actually matters, the blocking and tackling, looks bad for us right now. And we are going to spend, while they're spending all their money on GOTV efforts and ballot chasing and things like that, we are going to drop north of $100 million, probably more, on Donald Trump's legal fees. Now, I understand why we have to do that. The system is persecuting Donald Trump. I get it. So I'm not complaining about it from that angle. I am saying we are outgunned right now, big time, and we're seeing evidence of this all over the place. Democrats are going to run a $1 billion-plus Democrat campaign in 2024, not just for Joe Biden, for Democrats up and down the ballot, and they're going to tell single women across America that Republicans will never allow them to abort babies, and since single women love to abort babies more than they love life itself, we are going to be in serious trouble if we don't wake up and shape up. I have stressed this point to the GOP. I've stressed it to the RNC endlessly. I'm not talking about you. I'm not yelling at you. I know you're doing what you can. I know you're being an activist wherever you can. At least I hope you are. I am ramping up my activism. I don't just do a radio show and TV show. I try to be the local activist I implore you to be. City council races, school board races. I'm getting involved in my local sheriff race. I am trying to get involved more and more. I know you're doing the same. I'm not worried about you. I am very, very worried about a GOP that has completely lost focus. And after all this insanity and how far behind we are, I now find out that Laura Trump is being suggested for a major position at the RNC. Is that what we're lacking right now? What is this amateurish insanity? We have got to get better at fundraising and ballot chasing and GOTV and stuff that actually matters. I don't want to hear about another rally. I'm so tired of hearing about crowd sizes and Joe Biden's poll numbers. Joe Biden is president of the United States of America, and he ran an entire campaign from his basement with cue cards, and he's still the president. Now, I realize they had some assistance on election day and before, but that's the kind of thing we have to be preparing for, and we're not. What happened in New York last night should be a wake-up call to every single person in the RNC, should be a wake-up call to every state GOP. We have got to get smarter and better, and we've got to get smarter and better right now. Right now. We had a GOP seat. We kicked out the GOP guy and then got our doors blown off. It's now safely a Democrat seat. What are we doing? Golly. All right. We have 2 hours left. I have to go vomit. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.